You know, it's been such a blessing to be here with you all. River Church has been really standing with us for like 10 years, maybe 15 years, I'm not sure exactly. But Tom and Annette, you guys are great friends and many, many years. And I really thank you. I know that these are the greatest times God has given to us. And as you have seen this, I tell you, Revival, River Church, my church in Hong Kong is called Revival Church. River Church has done great in our ministry in Asia. And especially Tom and Annette, they have been with us in Nepal and India and China many, many years. And I really appreciate that you guys in a place where Tom and Annette, they are giving their best to show their love to you. And it's really, these people are real. And God is looking for real people. Amen. Come to Him the way you are. You don't have to have a great charisma. Just come the way you are. And I'm telling you, God is putting that anointing upon you. Amen. So my challenge to you really, guys, this: be simple. But I tell you, as you do that, God's anointing is going to come upon you, and then you're going to do extraordinary work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this remaining time that we have, and I just want to give you praise, for you are so real to us, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you help us today to understand your word, to understand your commission, to understand your vision. And Father, I pray that today is a new day for each one of us, Lord. And I thank you for this church, Father God, that you take us to the higher level. And I pray, Father, that only you can do this. Thank you, Father, that we are healed by your stripes. Thank you, Lord, that everything that we need, you have it. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, guys. I just want to encourage you, you know, give your gift, whatever that is. Every one of you should or must have a gift God has given to you. Amen? And so there are some young people here. You guys, come on down and sing here. Let me put it that way. We are very bold bringing people into that. Are you visitors? You guys are visitors? No, hallelujah. There you go. Some singers, some worship leaders right there. So, I'm telling you, sometimes you have to push people to the front. Amen. I mean, I just see that, you know. All right? Over there, the family over there. All right? Now, let me tell you something. I mean, we have started thousands of churches, and I tell you this, the gifts are right here. Amen? The resources are right here. I'm telling you, you don't have to look for anywhere else. It's right here. And you know, I like that when this computer did not work, the mouse did not work, and I don't know what not did not work, but that's okay. Amen? That's all right. I tell you, God, it says in the Word of God that God looks from heaven into your heart, whose heart is pure toward Him. So friends, let me tell you something. Come the way you are. Amen? God is preparing you. He is molding you. He's preparing you to take the higher level. Take the first step. And I say, God, I am here, but I'm going to go over there and help me. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, the same simple message I shared a little bit, I'm going to share with you in New York 2 weeks ago. And, you know, our lives, God is looking. And, you know, we are not perfect people. But I tell you, God does something with our Lord. He is ready, but are you? Amen? I was born in India, I tell you, a long time ago. We have four brothers. My mother died when I was 4 years old, and she was only 25 years old. But I remember my dad, he brought four boys to the children's home, Christian children's home. We were raised there. I tell you, we learned the Word of God. It's so exciting. But my dad could not take care of us. So here we are, learning about the Word of God. Had a good education. But God had a plan. And in 1984, I got saved in Nepal. I was young, looking for drugs. And I went to this small little Baptist church, and there I heard Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And I'm telling you, something happened to me. I was a very rich businessman by the time I was 20 years old. But I left everything, and I said, God, here I am. I give up everything. And so that day, I made a decision, never gonna go back to India and take care of the worldly things. I stayed back and began to learn from the Word of God. It gave me everything what I am today. Amen. So let me tell you, young people, everybody. Hallelujah. I see everybody, young people here. I asked Annette, so tell me about your church. She said, these are all older people here. I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to speak it out what Annette said to me. And I come down here and I see kids. Hallelujah. There is fire here. I see young people. And I'm telling you this. These are good signs for you to grow. If there are no young people here, and I'm telling children, I'm telling you the church is not going to grow. So I see all of you are young in spirit. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Think yourself that way. Amen. So in this, I got saved and I got so excited about the Word of God, and I knew that God was preparing me and my brothers for a great work for the kingdom of God. So in 1985, we went to Tibet and we got arrested there with 8,000 Bibles locked in this Chinese prison for 23 days, about 3 weeks. We were locked in. They did not know what to do, so they sent us back to Nepal. And so there we started to learn about reaching out to the world. And one day we were praying. I tell you, this is very interesting. Young people not knowing about mission, not knowing about anything. We were just praying, God just gave us vision and new tongues. We started to pray in tongues all over. And I tell you, there was a joy inside of us. We were like in our early 20s. And I tell you, God gave us vision to go to China and India and all those places. And I tell you, we came back from prison. God said, go to China. In 1986, we went to China. From that time, and you saw the PowerPoint, the lady, she was my first contact, Sister Chu, and I gave her two Bibles, and I heard her testimony, 25 years in Siberian prison, because she would not deny the name of Jesus Christ. It touched me. Wow. She took those two Bibles, she kissed a few times, and she said, the persecution is the beginning of revival. And I remember, I can tell you a little bit of the story, but she taught me how to pray. Today's little message that I have is how to be more than conqueror. I'm going to give you 3 or 4 points. But one thing she taught me, and I remember I went to this prayer meeting, and I saw there were about 40 people right over there, cemented floor, freezing cold, snow outside, and I tell you, they all knelt down. There was no, not carpet, what they call it, that thing? No carpet. Cemented floor, concrete, frozen, and they were all nailed down praying for 2 hours. And I'm changing all the time, you know, because I'm not used to pray. And these people, they taught me how to pray. And I tell you this today, started thousands of churches, and these people are pioneers. These people are apostles going traveling the world. Traveling all over China to the world. They don't want to go to America. They say, if we're going to go to America, we're going to be backslidden Christian. They don't want to go to America. And I tell you, these things that we call, that we saw, that is a revival in the house churches, in North Korea, and in China. And I tell you, I began to have some more joy and excited. And I tell you, this, even today, it's been 23 years that I'm serving God. I have never been burned out. Hallelujah. I don't know what is burned out. We got to be filled with the fire. Amen. I'm going to share a little bit about, I'm going to give you some of this testimony. It's about, let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 37. That is today's verse. It says, "No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Hallelujah. You are loved. Amen. I'm telling you something, guys. If you want to have your church grow, love the people. Amen. Anybody comes down to the front over there, show your love. Talk to them. Amen. Very important. If you want to see your church grow, let me tell you, people, love your people. Care for them. And I like this one. In all things we are more than conquerors that through him that loved us. God loved us so much. And I want to tell you something. God, you know, I see around the world, today's market and downturn and all of those things. But I tell you, people are living in fear. I was in New York 2 weeks ago, and I saw people are so afraid to spend. They're afraid to go out. They want to save. They want to as if like God is coming back. And so let me tell you, people are living in fear. And I want to encourage you, you know, God is in control. We must conquer through prayer. And you know this very well, but I may encourage you. We know all of those things, but how many of you really be honest before God? Say, God, I want to do some more. Amen? Let's do that. Because I tell you, if you are going to live an excited, a victorious life, let me tell you something. Have that in everything. My verse today is Philippians 4:6. It said, "But in everything, by prayer, let your request be known to God." Small thing, big thing, everything. Every battles you are going through, sickness or financial crisis, relationship, everything made known to God. And I tell you, you know, I used to, when I was a new Christian, I remember I used to be in this airport in Nepal, and I used to look at the airport. And I said, God, what is your purpose for me? And one day I heard that a friend of mine, he said, you know what, John Osteen, he wanted you guys to go to his conference. That was in almost 18 years ago. He's a man, he's looking for good people who are sold out for God. And probably you know the Lakewood Church is the largest church in America. There were over 50,000 believers. And so we went to this conference, and I tell you, we felt so much love by this pastor, and then began to have relationship, and God help us to go to this world and preach the goodness of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, friends. We must show our love to our neighbors, to our church people, wherever we are. Conquers with more prayer. Some of you are battling over sickness, but let me tell you, Bible says pray without ceasing all the time. Thank you, Lord. We were at shopping yesterday or 2 days ago. We were buying something, and this lady, she said, you know what, this time of the year, and I tell you this because I want to encourage you, you have the gift of prayer, you have all of those things, but I tell you, as we were talking, she said, around this time I get sick, around this time. And so Brother Tom, he said to her, you know what? You are talking not something right. You are talking negative. And so that's what you have this cold all the time. So he said, can we pray for her? Pray for you. She said, yes. And we began to pray for her. And then I told her a little testimony. People all around you are there who need help. And you have the answer. Amen. So let's believe God that he will help everything, small thing, big thing. Don't leave it out. Even small thing, involve God. I was talking to my sister here from India. Hallelujah. This is a good church. I encourage her, come down here. Wonderful worship. Learn. And God is going to prepare you. Amen.
love your husband. Because I know what she told me. And I tell you this, for every one of you, trust the Lord. He will help you. Amen? Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Number two, conquer with more promises. I tell you, today I am here because God has given me a lot of prophecies. And I tell you this, I hold on to that. Amen? You have a prophecy, Brother Warren. You have God's promises spoken to you. And many of you do not give up. This is the time. And say, God, I know you have spoken to me. Amen? Many of you, I believe all of you, God wants to use you right here or somewhere else. But let me tell you something. Stay where you are. Pray together. Say, God, those promises 20 years ago, it has not been disappeared. But it is still there with you. Amen? Believe God for those promises. God wants to fulfill those promises for you. Amen? Conquer with more. Bible says that the promises of God, they are yes. When God has spoken, it will come to pass. Amen? It will come to pass. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. For all promises of God are yes. Amen? And I want to encourage you. And every time when I fly, today we were coming in the car. And Sister and as she told me, do you travel? Do you like to travel? I said, you know, when God helps you, I travel 300,000 miles a year. That's a lot of travel. But I tell you, when God helps you, when God calls you, He will help you. Because I have always remembered His promises. His promises. He's going to be with me. Bible says, lo, behold, I will be with you. Amen? You are never alone. Some of you women, you are depressed. You do not know what is the next step. Let me tell you something. You have the answer. You remember the promises God has spoken to you. Amen? Remember those promises. And I tell you this, these are the days that God has given to you for a greater victories to come in your life. Amen? I remember this verse from Psalm 91. And I like this one because it's for me particularly, 14 and 15. It says that if you acknowledge my name, hallelujah. And I know all of you acknowledge his name early in the morning, amen. And he said, if you acknowledge my name, I will protect you. Whoo, I like that. So I am no worry flying everywhere or whatever. Next week I'll be in Berlin, minus 13, 14, I don't know, very cold. By the way, I'm enjoying this weather here. Usually I come, it's raining and cold. I said to Tom and Annette, I am freezing here. But this time has been really great. So, let me tell you something. Encourage yourself. Psalm 91. God, I am protected by you. My children are protected by me, by him. So, remember, he said, if you acknowledge my name, I will protect you. And the second thing he says, that I will answer your prayers. Hallelujah. How many of you want to have answered your prayers? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, be real to God. Be a good friend to God. I tell you, I want to encourage you, and I have seen this, that God loves you so much. He wants you to go higher and higher and higher in every area. Amen? Not just financially. In health. Man, we need help. We need health. Of course we need help. But we also need good health. Amen? Our children are protected. I tell you, your toddlers, those two kids, all you can do, you cannot watch them 24 hours. But I tell you, you can say, God, thank you for the angels that are around them all the time. The mother is she has full of grace. And Lord, I thank you. I'm at work, but I know my children are protected. My their angels are around them. Amen? So, God is going to answer your prayer. I tell you this, once Pastor Shang, who was, we went to prison for 16 years, And also they were, him and his wife, they were tied up together, back to back for 16 years. Because they would not deny Jesus Christ. They would not stop the meetings. They will continue to have meetings in their home. They were arrested, put in prison for 16 years. And they were tortured badly. They will come out once a month, see the sun, and then they will go back and they will read the word. They will, 16 years tied up together. And I tell you, when they came out, there are some papers, newspaper over there, you can read. They came out, God gave them 4,000 songs in the prison. When they came out, let me tell you, he recorded songs and he gave me those tapes. And I tell you, they started thousands of churches, 428 Bible school training center, almost 800,000 believers in their churches. And I tell you, this pastor who was supported by some church people in New York, and I tell these stories because God prepared them in the prison for 16 years. Sister Chu went to prison 25 years. And she was beaten. Her head was shaved. She had to carry rocks. She had to clean the road. She had her son, Moses, who became a pastor. He was in the prison, 3 years old. He was hungry. No food. So they would go out, clean the snow, dig out the root or grass. And that's what they survived in the winter time. And I tell you this, friends, you are in a good place. Don't complain where you are. Hallelujah. But you have a destiny before God. And be real. Ask the Lord, Father, I want to be committed. This is a good church. Build up together. Let's care for one another. Find out why this person did not come to church today. Amen. We have, you have, we all have our battles. But let me encourage you. We are one body. Amen. We can conquer through His promises. And I like this one. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. That's in, and it says that Scripture says, there hath not failed one word of all His good promises. He does not lie. Amen. Not one word that is failed, because He is faithful. Amen. So remember your prophecy. Sometime I write it down. You know, the prophecy God has spoken to me. All of these things here. But let me encourage you. Let God touch you today. Remember, you are more than conquerors through prayers, through promises. Number three, through the peace of God. I've seen people are so much afraid about facing a life. But I tell you, and I get so excited about next year. 2009 is going to be good. Hallelujah. This year, we expected to be good, but hey, some of you did not make it. Amen? That's okay. But 2009 is going to be the best. Expect that. Don't stay where you are. Amen? Philippians 4:7. It said, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds. And I can tell you this, some of you have that fear. The peace is gone. You wake up at night and say, God, why I cannot sleep? Some of you are having situations that are not so happy. But I tell you something. Just trust God. Love your husband. Okay? Let me tell you that her husband is not a Christian. That's okay. We pray for you. See that your miracle is right here. All right? I'm saying this because I want to encourage you to love him. He is, you know, today people in the world, they hate Islam, Muslim people. But they are good people. Amen? So love your husband. I tell you, your miracles are happening. Those children are coming to the Lord, serving God. Amen? I can't hear you. Can't hear you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. It's at the peace of God. You know, I have friends that are going through difficult times. All you do is hold their hand and say, you know what, let me pray for it. The peace will come. Amen? Because only real peace comes from God. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus is the real peace. Amen. That is, we must have faith and confidence in Him all the time. Hallelujah. John 14:27, He said, let not be your heart in trouble. Oh, I'm telling you, some of you have experienced that. Troublesome. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, I talked to Sister Aileen. Love your husband. And I'm telling you, when the day is right, when the set time is right, he is coming to the church. Hallelujah. We have seen the in Pakistan, I tell you, women are running to get saved. They want to get saved. Running to get saved. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, not to keep you happy, but this is real. You have experienced that when God, when Jesus, He is in your heart, I tell you, we feel the presence of God. Amen? So have your faith and confidence in Him. The Bible says, my peace I give unto you. Not like the world. The world talks about peace, but there is no peace. But the real peace comes within. It's come from God. Come from the Lord. Amen? Think about your grandparents, your parents, your sons and daughters, your relatives. I tell you, just have the calm inside you. People get so stressed out about that. Amen? You have a responsibility. It's just to pray for them, to love them. You don't have a Thanksgiving, but Christmas is coming. Invite them. Hallelujah. Amen? Invite them. Just love them. Give them a present. Be different. Hallelujah. And I'm thinking things will change. Amen? Number three is conquers with more peace. Number four, conquer with more praise. Oh, I wish we had some more praise here. Did you miss that? We want some more praise. Hallelujah. We want some more praise. I tell you, when you are in the presence of God and you have this praise, the healing taking place. Ooh, I love praise and worship God. So let me tell you something. Give yourself to the praise and worship. Amen. I like this one in Psalm 71 verse 14. It says, but I will hope continually, will yet praise thee more and more. You know, David, he woke up in the morning. He used to wake up in the morning and say, God, I want to thank you. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself. Somebody told me, I don't know who told me that today or yesterday. No, I'm so busy. I don't have the time. Let me tell you guys, you don't need to have a lot of time in the morning, especially when you are working. You know, you can have a short devotion time. You can connect with God with a little time. And as you are working, I tell you, your spirit is connected to the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah! You can connect with the Spirit of God all the time. That's what He says. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah! So, have that attitude of praise. And as you do that, I tell you, God is pleased with you. Have that attitude of praise. Listen to that I don't know if you have Christian radio, but you have CDs. Hallelujah. I like this CD called More. Do you have, everybody has? You guys don't have the CD? You must have the CD. The More. It's a River Church worship CD. You must have that. And I tell you this, just listen to that. Just take some time and just concentrate on the Word. I tell you, God's love is going to fill your heart. And I tell you, unless you are full, you cannot give it to anybody. Amen? So I just want to encourage you guys, have more praise and worship. Psalm 146 verse 2, it says, David said, I will live and I will praise my Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I am in being. And verse 34 of Psalm, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. All the time. Oh, thank God. Be real. Just talk to somebody who is discouraged. Say, you know what? God is with you. Praise His name. Pray together. I know these are simple things, but that's what you need. The simple thing that God will make it extraordinary. And He will take you to the next level. Amen. I just want to encourage you. Let's stand to your feet.